Blog Talk Radio.
I'm glad I know you.
Now for all of you that are out there listening,
I'm glad you know me.
I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
And family, let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because Jesus, you shed your blood out there on Calvary.
You gave your life.
Hallelujah. Oh, I need a witness up in here.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. Before we bring Brother Jones to the forefront, I would like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have such requests, please press the number one on your phone at this time. And when the last four digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you please continue praying for each other, pray for every family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they too are blessed in every way that God sees fit, so that they are able to continue to bless us with words of encouragement on a daily basis. Also for all of our motorists, that you respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 6246, state your request.
Yes, great morning. This is Brother McFaul. Just come in prayers for all those that's in the cities that's been having the freeze. Pray that God continues to keep them in good standings with and covered and heated up, and those that's homeless, that he provides them a place to lay their head and stay warm, and just continue to be with us as a whole, that we continue to do what God's asked us to do, and praying for my business and my family as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6371, state your request.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Miriam asking prayer for my family who will be traveling from Atlanta today or tomorrow. Also asking prayer for the Baker family for Lamont. Also asking prayer for the LeGrand family, for David especially. And also just keep everybody on the call and pray for everybody that's on the call. And also for myself for traveling grace as I travel for work. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 1340, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Carol Walker. I'm asking for prayers for my son, my grandson, Trey, who got exposed to COVID by one of his classmates at school. Pray for him and all of the other students and the teachers that they can be safe and be COVID-free. Also for Sister Sydney Bonds, who I roomed with at a retreat this weekend. She's trying to get home from Georgia to Washington State. She is stuck since yesterday in Texas. Pray that she can get a flight out this morning to get back home to Seattle. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take one more. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Graham. I'm asking for continued prayers for my son that he will find his way. The Lord have blessed him in a way, but he's still troubled. But I'm asking you to pray for him and pray for my granddaughter, Maya, in her situation, that she'll get better. Thank you.
Thank you. And now bring you Brother Roger Jones, who, after our words of comfort, will provide us with our closing prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. We certainly appreciate all the prayer requests, and it's good to know that people are still reaching out and trusting God for their situations and circumstances. And we certainly will be praying for you at the end of this devotion and in our daily prayers as well. We left off last week by introducing in Matthew chapter 7, verse 18, the fruits of the false prophet is hopeless. I want to give you a few things that would bear that out. Number one, there is the gospel which primarily stresses legalism and works. It teaches that the efforts of man to do enough good to become acceptable to God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 24, "For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." Sometime, I think we as the church, sometime we become so legalistic. You can't do this, you can't do that. But we must be mindful of the fact that Jesus says that when you would have done all that I have commanded your feeble hands and hearts to do, still count yourselves as unworthy or unprofitable servants. We cannot do enough in and of ourselves that would merit or earn our salvation or our acceptance unto God. It is by faith and grace, faith being that we trust in God, co-joined with obedience, not depending upon what we do, but by being obedient to the commands of God, trusting in the atoning work of Christ, which is the grace of God that will be extended to us when and if we are saved. Number two, there's the gospel which primarily stresses grace and faith and minimize behavior. Have you ever heard individuals say, well, none of us are perfect, and God knows that we're weak, and so therefore we can kind of do what we want to do. We're going to trust the grace of God and have faith in God, and that's enough. A person can live worldly as long as he takes care of his spirit at the appointed times of worship on Sunday. That's false. We must be obedient to the commands of God. Jesus said, if you love me, John 14:15, you will keep my commandments. Number three, there's the gospel which primarily stresses negativism, rules and regulations to control every act of the believer. In Colossians chapter 2, in verse number 21 through 23, Paul said, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all ought to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility, and neglecting the body, personal discipline, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. So Paul says that there are some people who teach that you can't do this and you can't do that, and it looks like that, but it's will worship. It's according to the will of man. It appears to be humility, but he says it's and the neglecting of the body, and not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Number four, there's the gospel which primarily stresses physical and mental health in spiritual terms. Well, you see, some people say, well, as long as you're physically straight and you're keeping the body straight, it's all right. That's good enough. That'll get you into heaven. That's foolishness. Number five, there is the gospel which primarily stresses formalism and ritual, externals and ceremonies. A person is acceptable to God just so he is baptized and somewhat faithful to the church and its rituals and ordinances. Well, yes, we must be faithful in our attendance, and we must be faithful in our giving and our singing, our communing, and our listening to the word of God and our praying. But just doing those things out of routine, out of ritual, that's not going to get it. Number six, there's the gospel which primarily stresses separation, gospel that takes a person out of the world. You can't associate with anybody that's not in the church. Paul said it this way. Well, if that's the case, I've told you not to keep company with fornicators, but not all together with fornicators. If that be the case, you would have to leave the world. I think sometimes we lose our witness, our light to the world by ostracizing ourselves from everybody who's not a member of the body of Christ. We must come in contact with the homeowner. We must come in contact with the adulterer. We must come in contact with the robber and the thief and the murderer. But we are not to have fellowship with them to the point that we do what they do. And finally, there is the gospel, which primarily stresses the true spiritual needs of man, but neglects the physical needs. In Matthew chapter 25, 41 through 43. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Good fruit can never be expected or produced by a corrupt tree. Evil fruit is constantly being reaped from a corrupt tree. A false prophet, a false teacher is lulling more and more precious persons into thinking they are acceptable and deepening their faith in a false gospel. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come. We ask that you be with every minister that participate in this program and other programs of such nature. Give us health and strength that we may be prepared to give messages that will help and edify those that listen. Be with all the motorists that are traveling, those that are transporting goods, those that are traveling back and forth to work. those that are taking their children to school, help each one to respect each other's traveling, that all may have a safe destination to their destiny and a safe return home. We pray for those that Brother McFall made mention of, those that are cold and homeless, don't have food. We ask, Father, that you would open the hearts of your people especially and give them the things that they stand in need of. Be with Brother McFall and his family. Bless them in the ways that you see that they stand in need of. Bless his business, that it may flourish, that he may be able to provide for his family and as well extend a helping hand to others. We ask that you be with Sister Marin. We ask that you be with her traveling. We ask that you be with the Baker family, be with the Lamont, the Grant family, Brother David. We ask that you be all on this call, that whatever we stand in need of, according to your will and your timing, grant those things to come to pass. Father, we pray for Sister Carol Walker, whose son's been exposed to COVID, some of the other students and perhaps teachers. We ask that you be with him, that he have a speedy recovery. Help him to overcome this virus. Be with Sister Bond, who's stuck in Texas trying to get back to Seattle, Washington. We ask that travel will open up, that she may be able to return home safely. Help those who perhaps know her stay in contact with her, make sure that she has what she needs while she's stuck in Texas. And if she needs anything, that we would lend a helping hand. Father, we pray for Sister Graham, for her son who's troubled. We ask that you would bless him. Bless him to come to a better understanding. Be with her granddaughter, Maya. Grant her what she needs. And, Father, when we would have done all that you have commanded us to do, we hope to hear your voice say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now shall make thee rule over many. Enter now into the joys of thy Lord. And we ask that you be with Sister Danielle and her family. Continue to bless her to do the work that she's doing. Bless Brother Bradshaw and the Graceview Church. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.